Hey, let's talk about Springfield.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys making some inroads. It's not going to happen in a day, but baby steps. Governor Rauner's putting his money where his mouth is in an attempt to eventually dethrone Mike Madigan as the Speaker of the House, get more seats in the House that are Republican seats. It could happen someday. He's pouring a lot of his own money into this.
Correct.
To the tune of how much? Do you know?
Around $20
million? $20 million.
At this point.
And what is that? Let's put that in perspective. If somebody, we need a mathematician. What's he worth? What's $20 million to him? Is it like me throwing a couple thousand dollars around?
Probably. Probably less than that. I would imagine less.
Yeah, well, I'm in radio. It's probably
As we talked last time I was in, you know, the governor and others, but have been involved in House Republican races, primarily House Republican races. We think we have a good opportunity with picking up a few seats. And the idea, of course, is we're not getting out of the minority. We understand that. But out of the super minority would be a good step. And the governor has certainly been a good partner with our Republican leader, Jim Durkin. We've been working. A number of us have been involved in House races throughout the state. And there are some key races that we have incumbents retiring. And so we're looking at really three that we think could be a pickups for us. But at the same time, when you say that, we can't lose incumbents, and we have a couple incumbents that are in very tight races. And so we are 47 strong in the House in the superminority, and we'd sure like to get out of that superminority. And
what is it? What do you need to get out of the superminority?
Well, it depends. We've got it depends on what we pick up and what we don't lose. So we've got to pick up at least three.
Okay.
And then we can't
lose anything.
Right, correct. Any incumbents. And so the superminority is the goal right now. And certainly the governor's been a partner with the House Republican Organization, a big partner in directing his staff, his political folks, I should say. Let's clarify that. And working with the House Republican Organization and trying to gain seats for the House Republicans, because that's the only way the landscape is going to change in Springfield.
Where are these battleground districts?
You've got some that are in the Kankakee area, the Quad City areas, and then down and around the Taylorville area. Those are all areas that are we think are potential pickups, or and then you've got a couple in one. Representative Mike McAuliffe up in the Chicago area, who is just the only Republican in that particular area of Cook, and he's in a real big battle for re-election right now. And so those areas, in a couple areas downstate where incumbents won't be coming back. For whatever reason, there is a couple races down there that are very key. And so, you know, you put these races on levels, and we've got at least three, if not four, Tier 1 races that we are focusing in on. And then, of course, over in western Illinois, Macomb area, the Speaker's become very engaged with a race over there, which is incumbent Representative Noreen Hammond, who is working very hard on re-election, but has a strong opponent that's getting a lot of backing from the Speaker and the unions over in that area.
Oh, boy.
So it's a big race in several seats, in particular for the House Republicans.
I imagine we're not exposed to the commercials that are running in these districts, the Quad Cities and what have you, but I imagine...
Or Chicago.
You're saying a vote for... The Democrat is a vote for Madigan, and that's a vote for – you're okay with the way things are running right now. I mean, that's how I'd attack
it. Well, absolutely. I think you see that in races for the comptroller's office, for instance, where the comptroller tries to tie Susan Mendoza, who's a city clerk, former state representative, running for comptroller, trying to tie her to Madigan because he's the Speaker of the House. She was a Democrat, you know. Pictures that you can get to of them together, and given exactly right. What you said is that that Susie would be some type of a pawn for the Speaker, and in the middle of all these commercials, somewhere lies the truth.
I know,
or a smidgen of it.
You know, I do see the Tammy Duckworth commercials.
Tammy Duckworth,
the anti-Tammy Duckworth
absolutely.
Commercials.
Absolutely.
They're tying her with Rod Blagojevich, who's in prison.
Absolutely.
That's not a name you want to be associated with any way, shape, or form.
You know what?
That's politics.
That's politics. And, whatever you can do, and at this stage of the things, stage of the game, when they're going negative, those are the type of things that you see. And, you know, all the great pollsters and experts will tell you what the negative vibes mean and what they can or can't do.
And of course,
but we'll see.
You are
You
are involved in a tight 13 race.
Days.
You're involved in a tight race, 13 days. So you, obviously, you have your chicken dinners. You have your fundraisers.
I do.
For you to spend a dime on a yard sign is not very fiscally conservative. So I imagine you are trying to help out your brothers and sisters in other districts with some of the money that you raise. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, in Republican leadership, you are part of the House Republican organization. You are trying to help in races, not only by means of financial, but going out and helping, knocking on doors in Taylorville or other places or wherever you can get over to help when you can. Your colleagues that are running in those races, and that's part of it, and that's all part of being in Republican leadership, that you're there and you're trying to help elect and reelect Republicans in the State House, and that's a big part especially this time of year, a big part of what you do.
All right, it's not too early to start talking about the next election in 2 years. Are you hearing any rumblings at all on who may go up against Madigan? From the Democratic side?
As far as Madigan goes...
Madigan? Rauner. Rauner.
You know, I haven't. You keep, you know, hearing...
You could hear something by now.
Well, you know, you early on, you heard Lisa Madigan's name, of course. But you haven't right now. And I think right now everybody's so focused on what's going to happen on November the 8th and working here in the next 13 days. But, so many things have changed in the political realm, especially with early voting. And, you know, what used to be the big surge of the last 24 to 48 hours, it's not there like it used to be because of early voting and so many ballots that have been cast already. These commercials that are going on now or just coming out, you know, a lot of people have already made their votes. And they don't this won't affect them because they've already casted that ballot. So it's a whole new environment as far as I would think from my exposure of things as far as advertising goes, especially when you're talking about races, house races, and what you're going to do in the last several days.
You're from the great state of Illinois yeah. politics. Donald Trump's making some accusations here. Do you believe that it's fixed? And by that, he talks about dead people voting. Now, really? Do you believe that happens in Illinois to a point where it makes any difference in
no.
the outcome of a race?
No, I do not. And actually, you're talking to the author of the electronic filing of death certificate records in the state of Illinois approximately 13 years ago. And what we did with that, yes, thank you. What we also did with that, electronic birth and death records, but what we also did with that as come of age is that the election authorities, in particular State Board of Elections, has the ability now with certain codes to go in and purge those records quicker. The clerks from the older days of actually going through obituaries and mm-hmm. looking and trying to compare and purge voter records through the electronic filing system, that has helped in a variety of areas, not only for purging records when it comes to registered voters who are deceased and getting them off the rolls, but also dealing with fraud and Medicaid and those individuals who are deceased and still somehow receiving benefits from the state of Illinois. So it's hard to think of all the different ways that particular concept of electronic filing of death certificates has helped in a lot of different other areas to verify and purge records, especially when it comes to the State Board of Elections.
All right. Let's talk buses, shall we? All over the place.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything really in the last couple of weeks pertaining to Unit 5. I know Mark Daniel was supposed to be on with us either earlier this week or late last week. It must be running a lot better.
You know, I can't speak for Superintendent Daniels, but I do know the last conversation I had with him, it was encouraging from the standpoint of the applications that had increased of individuals stepping forward saying, you know what, I'll apply to do this. I'll apply to be a bus driver. And that, in part, was a big part of what we were trying to do was help with the reduction of time it takes of the courses and things. And can we do something out of Springfield to speed that up, give temporary relief, whatever
the case
may be.
Did anything come out of Springfield to speed things up?
What's come out of Springfield so far is one of the ideas from the superintendent, Daniels, on using and being able to work around some of the law pertaining to the smaller mini buses, as I call it, or, and I don't know the exact term, but we are working on that right now to be able to allow those buses to do certain things that they can't under law presently, whether that be sporting activities and utilize them when they're not doing special needs deliveries or pickups or something along those lines. And so we are in the midst of working with staff in Springfield of that and Superintendent Daniels. So that's something good, but I think more so than anything else, calling attention to the fact of, you know, getting more applications. And at one time, the superintendent indicated that, you know, just 10 to 13 more bus drivers would make a huge difference. And, when he's throwing the curveball of the yellow flu that hits, and then the company sending in people to cover from Brimfield, Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, they don't know the streets in Normal Illinois for Unit 5. And so that's, you know, just added extra. But I'm hopeful that there's more encouraging signs out there. And then, of course, you've got Connect Transit in that situation as it pertains to the state.
You brought up Connect Transit. You're going to be at a meeting tomorrow night, by the way.
I am.
Did they select Thursday night because there is no World Series game? That's a smart move. Bill Brady's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I think Keith Summers not going to be there. Representatives from his office will be there. Yeah. You're going to be there.
Yeah.
Connect Transit, correct me if I'm wrong, they're saying, hey, if we don't get the money the state owes us, we are going to cease operating. We could stop at the end of the month. Is that going to happen?
I don't believe it's going to happen, no. Secondly, I think when you talk about downstate transit, and this is another example of where Springfield is overextended from doing everything in the good years, the tough times now, and obviously people want their money. And so what I believe will happen is when we come towards the end of the year, allocation of other funds, right now the priority emphasis has been put on our pension payments and our state aid payments in K-12. And so when you don't have enough to go around, somebody else is going to have to wait until the revenue comes in to do that. And so I'm there to listen. I'm kind of getting good at it. I've been at some Unit 5 school board meetings, and so from the standpoint of listening and people's situations, how it affects their lives, understand that. I get that. They drive their points home very, very well. The reality is that there's priorities in other areas within that state budget, and what we have to do is take those priorities and do exactly that, put them in perspective of priorities. And so when you have major payments for pensions and you have major payments for general state aid that needs to get out the door, something else is going to wait. I believe that's the situation here, and I also believe that with the downstate transit side of things, that some of the information that came out may have been a little questionable from the standpoint, meaning that I don't know if the dollar side of things, and anybody ever said it was not going to be there, it's just maybe something that is a delayed situation. And so that's what we'll, be part of listening tomorrow night to individuals' points, and that's being part of a representative.
Hey, when you
that
go to
the, bringing donuts to the radio station.
When you go to the meeting tomorrow night, can you bring up my suggestion? They've got these
big, I can bring you if you'd like.
They've got these big, beautiful buses.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they are spectacular.
A lot of federal money in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
It's all tax dollars.
Yes.
Why not have, instead of having one bus that costs, let's just say, $600,000, have two smaller buses replace that one bus at half the cost? You've got more bus, because these buses, I see these buses, I brought this up last week and my wife jumped all over me. I'm not saying we don't need public transit, because people do need it to get to their jobs.
Correct.
It's like a Cadillac service we're offering.
They're
here.
Very nice buses. I've been out there and I've had the chance to drive some of those buses.
Really?
Well,
why weren't you helping Mark Daniel out and getting some kids to school?
Because it's a 6 to 8 week course right now.
But you know what I'm saying? It's unsustainable. I see these beautiful buses and I don't see very many people on them.
Well, and that's you can say that about public transportation all across, how efficient it is or isn't, Amtrak, the list goes on and on and on. But the reality is that, Connect Transit has some very nice buses, and their concern of the funding side of things, I understand, but let's just wait and see as we navigate through what's going to be the veto session and then into the end of the year and see the priorities of where we can put money in. And I don't know necessarily we're going to have one lump sum payment. It's going to take care of things. I mean, it could be intervals of payments coming out into 2017.
All right.
And by then, maybe you'll have ridden the bus. We need to get you on the bus.
I'll only ride a bus if he's driving. I'll be your co-pilot.
I did drive one, though, when they had open houses out there, and it's
hard to make that turn.
It's hard to make that turn and stay within those orange cones that they had set up.
I
took a couple of those out.
Again,
yes.
I'm all for public transportation.
Yes.
I just don't know that we need the Cadillac version of public transportation.
I'm sure that we will have a variety of opinions Thursday evening. That's what makes this job interesting, Scott.
All right.
Yeah.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
Nobody else is stepping up to the plate running against you. So
on another note, you know what? On another note, just returned last evening from Texas where we had a meeting with many others from across the country dealing with higher education and funding in state governments and who's doing what. And looking at some states like Tennessee, Georgia, other states have done some very innovative things in performance-based funding. And, of course, our discussion in Illinois is questions were, well, what's next? And that's what will be a big challenge for us when we go back November 15th and see what we're going to do about creating another six-month budget outside of what was done for K-12 for a full year. So lots of issues, and they just keep coming.
Happy fall.
But go Cubs.
Happy fall veto session. Yes, go Cubs.
Happy fall veto session. Good luck to Mary. She's recovering from Grove Street there.
Mary Jones.
And we brought her donuts in this morning. Mary Jones.
Took
sorry to miss her.
And she's laid up. We wish
her
the best.
That's horrible.
But if it's a comforting thought, Dale is nursing her back to health.
There you go.
There you go. One more kid, yes.
All right. Good seeing you, Dan.